What is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Hype Report. And today I have a very special guest. I think I intro that is the same intro every week. But today, my girlfriend. Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm well.
Good,
I'm
good.
Well. You finally got me on.
We did. It's been a long time coming, but I think you're probably always going to come on at some point. But we weren't sure when.
Yeah, well, today's the day.
Yes. How are we?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How's life?
Come from work.
We now have to act like we haven't spent the last, like...
To be fair, we haven't been together today.
No, we haven't been together today, but we did travel in together. Well, partially. Oh, we got a lift here.
Yeah, I came from work, though.
Sweet, okay. So, we've got a couple of really interesting segments. We've got a little bit about us, a little bit about the news. We've had some interesting stories go down within sneakers. Kanye's been at it. Adidas, Nike, a lot of stuff has gone down this week. I'm going to get your opinions on it. And we're going to be rating some followers' outfits, as well as my sneaker collection. We're going to be valuing a few pairs, right? And I've decided that if you get it dead on, you can keep the crepe.
Can I have my own?
Well, you can. Okay, you can have the shoe of the. Okay, fine.
I'll have the value of the shoe.
No. But you want a new pair of shoes, right? You want a pair of New Balances.
Look at these.
Yeah, they are kind of crusty. For those who are listening on Spotify, she's wearing a beaten up pair of.
Disgusting. Well, they were nice. They are meant to be green. They're not like moldy.
Yeah, they're like the I can't remember what the colorway is called, but like lilac,
minty lilac. They're not purple.
Oh, no, that's true. I don't know why I said lilac. But they're like a cream and mint kind of colorway, and they're like a dunk.
They're lovely, but I've just used them.
They're old as well. Yeah, I bought them ages ago for you.
Well, they're the only ones that I can wear to work.
So if you guess dead on, right, so we'll get into this later, but like, let's say if you get the price exactly, so not like the decimal places, like if it's like 50 pence, but like, let's say if a shoe's 250 and you guess 250.
What do I get?
The shoe of your new Balance. You want a New Balance shoe, right?
Yeah, I think they're called. Are they called 503s?
Yeah, they're out. That is a silhouette
with the green.
Yeah, we'll go with them. Cool.
Yeah, so but I was already promised those.
Yeah, but the reality of it wasn't really promised. I was kind of forced into it. So
I've just been telling you.
I will agree to it if you get the valuation dead on.
Okay,
which we'll come into later. Cool. So. Let's intro us a little bit, because you don't really come on camera too much. So.
You still haven't told them my name.
I said Meg, didn't I?
No, you're just my girl.
Okay, well, okay.
Everyone,
her name is Megan. So call her Megan. They probably won't. So yeah, I mean, my lovely producer has put some questions on the screen for me to ask you. So we're gonna run with, what are your biggest icks with Jack's fashion?
Oh. When you wear long johns under your clothes.
Okay, right. That didn't need to be made public. But that, some context is because it's cold, right? I get cold. I don't wear them for a fashion approach.
Yeah, you do get cold. But like, you also like, as everyone
no
knows.
No one sees them.
I do.
Other than you.
Exactly.
No one sees them.
So it is an ick. But like, as everyone knows, Jack is like, you know, chronically unwell. Sad and
thank
all.
You thank you very
but
much
he can't regulate his own temperature, the main problem being he gets too hot, so then he'll wear the long johns and like a thermal vest, four t-shirts, a Yeezy Gap hoodie, that bolo thing that is like bigger than like my
like the Michelin
room.
Man
that
yeah.
is so much, three pairs of socks, and then he'll be like, oh my god, I'm so yes. hot, I feel like shit, oh my god, I don't know what's happening. And I'm like, well. And I'm sat there in like normal people clothes, and you're like, oh, we're going to have to turn off the heating. Like, I feel so unwell. Like, fuck, you know.
Yeah, but well. So, for some context, getting too hot makes me unwell. And Meg's kind of going into me on that. But the long johns are an essential for the UK winter. They are.
You if you did a poll.
I promise you, most guys
under 10% of guys of the UK population.
No, that's bullshit. At least 35, 40%.
And I don't mean for like sport or something. No, but I mean just like under.
When they're outside. If guy, but I mostly wear them when I go to watch football, right? So whenever I go to a Watford game, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah, you I wear, still get too hot.
Yes, but okay. So that's a nick. Is there any others? Long johns, other than long johns. Sorry.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm not like. I don't. They won't like me for saying that.
Be careful what you say here.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't like lost and found Chicago's.
You don't like Lost and Found? Just the colour or Jordan 1s in general?
Jordan 1s in general.
Yeah, you're not a Jordan 1 fan.
I don't know if I'd go as far as ick. That's a bit far.
Yeah, but
definitely Jordan, not ick.
You just mean high tops though, not the lows, because you've got a pair of Jordan 1 lows.
Not the lows.
The OGs. Yeah.
Not the lows, but any kind of Jordan 4.
So just any Jordan, any high top Jordan,
any
really.
High
any like kind
shoes,
of ankle high.
Honest, really,
or just sitting below.
Ick is too far though. It's not an
yeah,
ick,
you don't. You really don't like Jordan 4s.
No.
You really don't like Jordan 4s.
No. Mm. You used to have a pair of Oreos. When we first
yes.
met, you always used to wear
yes.
Oreos, cargos, and a Cortez hoodie.
Yeah, that was kind of like TikTok style then, wasn't it? It was like a...
Well, yeah, I mean, you had what do you have? Like 70K?
I don't know how many followers. When we first met, I don't know, not many. Yeah, not many.
Yeah, like quite, yeah, and that's what you were wearing. And everybody go back to Culture Force's old videos of girls in my area be like... And then it's him like acting out what he does when he sees somebody in a black Air Force.
Yeah, there was a trend. There was a trend, wasn't there? Like sound. Like this is like before I started making semi-decent videos. Like there was those really shitty TikTok trends that everyone hated. And what was the sound of this one?
I don't know. I just remember like, because we met online and obviously I like had a look because you were like, oh, I'm making TikToks. And I was like, that's embarrassing.
Fuck off.
So I was like, oh, geez. So I like went on there and it was you being like, when she's in a black Air Force, like, no, no. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that is fucking disgusting. I can't believe it. To be fair, that gives me an ick.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's disgusting.
Wear, like, that is an ick.
Yeah, those type of videos were bad, man. I used to do anything to try and get some kind of viewership. It was like quick, easy video, which is just hopping on shit.
And then another ick I have, but it's a really particular hat. It's not all like, what do you call them? Like, it's not, is it a beanie? It's not really a beanie. Or
like just
a
like a woolly hat. Oh, well, they're called Scullies, right? Yeah, like Central Sea wears.
Not the ones not the Cortez one or the Supreme one, but you know that one? Is it like Nike? And it's like way too small for your head. That's
yes,
ick,
yes.
It makes you look a bit.
Okay, we put a picture on screen now after you have to send it in.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
and also,
bad.
He went through this phase of wearing it whenever he had the flu. And he was just wearing like nothing and that hat. And like,
also, I wasn't wearing anything. I was wearing something. Was just when you get the flu, you're freezing. So I put a hat on and that was it. But yeah, you really that really turned you down. Well, made
off.
me, yeah, turned you off. Yeah, that was, it wasn't a great approach from me. Okay. We obviously have a business together.
Well, most of them don't know that.
No, and that's true. Okay, so yeah, for those of you who don't know, we have a resale store, an e-com store called Kicks Force, and me and Meg own it together.
50-50.
50-50.
He's always like, my girlfriend works for me.
No, that's bullshit. I don't say...
Hi, my girlfriend.
I don't say that entirely.
That's exactly what
you're saying. No, I don't. No, that's rubbish. That's rubbish. You know that's rubbish. She's playing up for the camera now.
No, because you're always... I built a sneaker store in 24 hours and I even hired my...
Okay, yeah. For a tick... Well, you were helping out
anyway,
the work. We're not talking about the ownership so much.
No,
directors.
I don't mind anyway.
No.
I've always been like silent.
Yeah, you don't want to be like the figurehead of it, do you? Like the face of it.
No. But that's not me.
How do you find it working with yours truly?
Yeah, I think it's good. We're really good at it. Sorry, Aiden's going to tell me off for moving away from the mic. no, we are good at it. I think it was an idea we had for quite a while, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like I'd
yes.
say when we for context, we've been together what like 2.5 years or so, and like when we first met, that's when you were first having the idea of Noti Force. So I remember that all coming to fruition.
Yeah.
And then obviously that was your thing for like a year, and then I feel like once you got settled with that and it had all like not died down, but you know, you were just in the routine of
run itself a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And then you were like, oh, we should, like, we'd be really good at doing this. And it was something we spoke about for like probably like 6 months, just like on and off, but like I'm quite busy, as are you, but it's also really not relevant to what I do. So it didn't take convincing. It was just like, how are we gonna make it?
So, and then we set up a Depop, didn't we?
That flopped.
Yeah, we set up a Depop, did terribly. Literally, we dropped a bunch of shoes, made an Instagram account. I was like, oh, this would be easy. Everyone's got to buy our shoes. No,
nope. The fees though.
Fucking no one. And the prices
the
were too high because of the Depop fees.
The fees were bad. And like we were going to do, like we always wanted to do pre-loved shoes.
Always pre-loved, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously with that, like the markups are not that big. So then when you add the Depop fee, we were then charging like proper resale prices, which
yeah.
no one wants to pay. But yeah, then we kind of moved on to Instagram, selling on there, which was good. But then it completely outgrew us because it was just absolute carnage. Like we used yeah. to drop on there and it'd only be like, what, like 10, to be fair, we used to do sometimes like 15 pairs, but most of the time, like 8-9 pairs of shoes, just like on a little carousel.
Yeah, carousel posting.
But then
Insta.
Like whenever anyone wanted to buy anything, obviously it was us, or me, to be honest, mainly manually messaging people to buy them, and then if they bought them at the same time as somebody else, like it was just a bit of a nightmare.
Yes,
like trying to audit what money had gone in and making sure everyone had tracking and stuff, like just because it got busy, that was the problem. It was great to begin with, and then after a few months it got a bit
loads of good problems for sure. Like because we started with a Depop, we literally didn't get one sale. I think maybe we got one.
No,
I think
we got one.
I think we literally got
some
one
shitter.
Sale of a New Balance 550,
that
wasn't
is
it?
What it was.
Yeah. And for like, we probably made like £10 on it. And we were like, well, that's it. Maybe it ain't going to work. And I was like, well, let's just try selling on Instagram just in case the next drop.
Flew.
And it went crazy, man. It was so sick. People would, the way the customers or the followers would buy would be like, it would just be a bank transfer, but they would have to DM us in order to process the payment, right?
Yeah, that was the
that hindered us massively.
Yeah. And like, it meant, what did you used to say? We can't sell when we're asleep or
yeah, like, so
entrepreneurial like that. No, which does make complete sense though, because we couldn't, like if we weren't on the Instagram account being active in the DMs, we couldn't sell.
Yeah, it's like you can only sell as many pairs as you're like kind of like active for.
Yeah, we were completely limited. And obviously like in the working day, me in particular, I can't go on Instagram and sell
Creps.
To people directly. Like,
yeah.
But I was at one point just because it's distracting. Like, I'd see it come up and I'd be like, oh shit, we need to sell it.
Yeah.
So we were like,
And then in September, we made the leap, built a website.
Yeah, so.
Or maybe August, we built a website, launched in September.
Yeah, it launched in September, and that's been really good. Really
took been amazing, actually.
The stress off.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
And then Jack does like most of the, well, all of the buy-in and the marketing.
Yeah.
What else do you do?
Well, fuck you, I do loads. No, we got.
I was
we
about
got,
to start listing off all
we,
my
we,
roles.
We have, yeah, we have a bit of help with a buy-in, so me and a couple of others, and then we have we're hiring at the moment as well, and then I do marketing, buy-in, oversee the buy-in basically, and then that's pretty much all I do really, isn't it? And then just maintain it, I guess, throughout the day.
I'd say you're mainly like marketing and buy-in, and then I'm mainly like accounts, legal, and customer service.
All the back-end stuff, the admin.
And then we have people that work for us and with us doing the kind of a lot of the groundwork.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
We're not really so able to do that stuff.
No, but
it's good. We have like we've like moved out of Jack's flat.
We got a storage unit
because he had a bit of a breakdown.
I did have a breakdown. Yeah,
I was at work one day and he was just like, no more.
All right, yeah, but there was just boxes everywhere, and I was like, no, fuck this.
Yeah, but you're also the messiest person I've ever met, ever. And he was like, it's Kick's Force's fault. That's why my flat is so like so messy. There's shit everywhere. I can confirm there is not one Kick's Force shoe in there, and it's no different.
Yeah. It's not great, is it? But I don't care. Okay.
But yeah, no, I enjoy it, to sum up.
Yeah.
Very different to the day job.
So you're not going to know too much about this, but I'm going to bring you through it anyway. There was some news that went down this week, a couple of interesting leaks, a couple of stuff that went down in the space. So I'll talk you through it. You can give some opinions. Give the people the news they want to hear.
Right.
You're laughing at me. You're giving me that kind of awkward smile, like, what the fuck is he talking about? one of the big stories this week was that Adidas confirmed they will be selling Yeezy stock this year in 2024. They've got 300 million of inventory to sell, and they're going to be selling it. They're not writing it off. They're not chucking it away. They are going to be selling it. Obviously, they've split with Kanye. Kanye's doing his own thing now.
Why did they split with Kanye?
Lots of reasons.
Because he's a baddie.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. He said some bad shit. He'd done some bad stuff, which he's now apologized for. But it was weird, man, because the Adidas owner actually came out and said last year that they love Kanye, but they got rid of him. I think it was almost like they had to get rid of him. They just said they got rid of him. Do you know what I mean? And I think
well,
Kanye
they do
doesn't
it like
Yeezy anymore.
Day. That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, they probably do it. They probably just drop them all. There's loads of pairs. There's 300 million worth of stock.
Jeez.
Which is loads.
I'll be bad.
You do
for
maths.
Us,
what's
it?
Like 300
We're not
divided
doing
by
random mental
no, okay,
maths
fair enough.
Sums.
Fair enough. You don't want to look bad.
So that will be bad for reselling, won't it?
Not really. I mean, Yeezys are pretty dead resale wise anyway, unless it's a foam runner or a slide. So if they drop some slides in the summer, I'm sure they'll do all right. Mm. But yeah, the Yeezy hype is definitely not there anymore.
Well, they're our best seller.
Yeah, they're pretty loved though, innit? And they're cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're people still buy 350s for sure, 100%. Mm. But the hype for paying £300 for a 350 isn't there anymore.
So are these just like the same colors and silhouettes?
There's a couple of new colorways. There's a lot of restocks of the colorways that we didn't see too many of. I think there's some slides dropping, a couple of new 350s.
What have I got?
You've got.
I like mine.
What have you? Oh, you got 700, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Yeezy 700s.
Like,
any others?
Cream ones.
Yeah, you got Yeezy cream, well, whatever they're called.
Whatever they're called. They're like
kind
white
of a white,
cream.
A whitey cream colorway. Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah,
no,
they're fire.
That's all I've got. Yeah. I wanted zebras.
You did want zebras.
But like for spring, summer.
Yeah.
So I don't want those as my reward later. I want.
Yeah, well, you got to win your reward first. But anyway, so yeah, that's going down. There's kind of been a mixed reception about that. No one. Is that in like people who love
Yeezy?
We
don't have the hype anymore.
No, no one's that fussed, to be brutally honest. It's just be like, well, yeah. I'll buy a pair of slides again for sure. Buy some more slides in the summer.
They don't last well though. I tell you what, mine.
And
are,
they do get beaten up, but they're easy to clean.
Are they?
Yeah, they are easy. I don't know what you do with yours. They
I drive, unlike some.
Okay, well, yeah.
Actually, is that legal?
What driving? Probably not. To be fair, driving with slides is probably not legal.
I think it's legal as long as you're not like getting stuck, you know.
Like, well, how are they going to monitor that? How are they going to monitor you?
Well, like, I guess if I crashed and killed someone in slides, they'd be like, well,
great. It's an optimistic stint to the podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
There's also some Travis, there's new Travis Scott leaks.
Ooh,
Travis Scott Jordan 1 lows.
Do I get another pair?
No, you've got
off the shelf.
Yeah, so for context, Megan's pair of Travis's does not leave my house or my flat because she's not allowed
to
wear
them.
I'm
too scared. I walk like...
You've only worn them once.
I walk crazy.
Or twice.
No, I've worn them a couple of times, but...
You're only allowed to wear them to sneaker conventions.
Yeah.
Only to sneaker conventions.
I'm going on strike from wearing them this weekend because I want to feel relaxed in my own shoes. You know?
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear them in there. As long as you don't really care about them that much.
No, I don't, to be honest. They're not what I would pick.
And they're very expensive.
Yeah, I think they're nice.
Do you know how much I paid for them?
Ooh, is this part of
the game? No, Rand. Do you know how much I bought those shoes for you?
Well, they weren't for me. Are they like £600 or £700?
Yes.
Quid?
Yeah. Around £600.
Yeah, so you can imagine when you're walking, like you can't bend your foot.
Yeah.
Because I'm terrified he's going to be like, you're creasing them. Or like, where were we last time when I wore them and we got that like chocolate fondue? And I was like, and we got that marshmallow.
Oh shit, yeah, you're right? Dropping it all down here, yeah.
And I was dropping it everywhere. And all I could see is him looking suede on the shoe.
Yeah, anyway. So we're seeing some Travis Scott Low Black Olives, which are meant to release between August and November.
Is that the same?
So that pair you can see on the screen now, it's kind of like the brown suede on the black, white reverse swoosh.
They're all right,
pretty midsole. It's the same kind of earth tones we've been seeing,
but they're just not worth £600-700.
Not anymore, because we've seen these so many times, man. They're so similar. Well, they're just different, slightly tinted, different colorway tinted.
The ones below it are quite nice.
Yeah. So today, actually, these were leaked. We're seeing I don't think these are official images. I think they're mock-ups, but I'm not sure. We are seeing the Travis Scott Jordan 1 Low Pale Vanilla,
which is nicer.
Yeah, they're better. They're dropping in November. Winter this 2024. So this, well, in
end of the
11
year,
months time. Yeah, I don't know why it took me so long to say that.
Jeez.
and if you're not visually watching it, if you're listening on Spotify or other streaming platforms, it's kind of this. I can't see a great picture of it, but it's this pale vanilla-y.
Well, they're like cream.
Yeah, like really beige cream, though. Like, so that kind of colorway, black swoosh,
like custard,
gray, little bits, tints of gray in there, a darker outsole.
They're quite nice.
Can't see the sock liner, but it looks like it's going to be dark as well. And
thing
yeah,
is, though, with all of them, I feel like you have to be one of those people that wears, as you just said, like what you're wearing now.
Yeah.
Like really earthy.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Earthy
for sure.
Is not really my thing.
No, I'm not a massive earth tone guy.
These are a bit, but they're just, yeah. But yeah. I'm not really an earthy.
Yeah, like, they are very earth
you can't
tones.
Wear like cream and brown with like black and white. You know? Yeah. I'm more of a black and white person.
Yeah, so on top of that, we also have a third Travis Scott.
Oh, those?
Yep, the Canaries.
Are they?
Yep.
They look cheap.
They do look cheap.
They look shit. I thought they were Simpsons themed.
These have gone the complete other way. No earth tones.
Oh, no, they're
yellow, white, or yellow cream and a blue reverse swoosh. Yellow lace, tints of white on the tongue. A really bold shoe.
They're horrible.
Really bold shoe. Brown outsole. Is it a gummy? Oh, it's a gummy outsole as well.
Oh, jeez.
A lot going on, man. A lot going on. And I'm not sure. They pay tribute to Travis's high school, I believe. I think they were like his high school colours.
Well,
like
not
his uniform.
To shit on his high school, but they look like Simpsons.
Yeah, they do look shit. I made a video on him like 2 weeks ago, and everyone was like, I wish you went to a better high school. But yeah, yeah.
Do you like them?
I honestly prefer them than the others.
Really? I can imagine you wearing those.
I love tints of colour on like expensive crepes.
You also, that's purple, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought that tick was purple.
No, I think it's blue. No, it's blue.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was going to say, love a purple shirt.
And I love yellow because I love yellow.
Because of Watford.
Yeah, because of Watford. I think they're ugly, but they're cool. They're ugly, but they're cool.
They're just ugly.
I think they're cool.
Buy those.
Well,
girls won't like those boys.
Girls won't. No females are going to love a bit of...
No.
They might do when they know the price, but... I'm sure they're going to be moving at 4 or 5.
Well, I'm only with you for your money, so.
Brilliant, thank you. And we also have the kind of another viral kind of trend that popped off last year was Crocs kind of collaborating.
Yeah, I'm here for the Crocs.
Yeah, and we saw Patrick and SpongeBob Crocs releasing. The first leak was of Patrick Starr, SpongeBob's sidekick. We're seeing a pink Croc with Patrick's shorts colorway as the midsole, kind of this green and purple color. And then there's a couple of like gibbets they're called, aren't they?
Yeah,
I know my stuff. The little Crocs collectible things you put on the you can kind of like take, remove and detachable like little features on the top of the toe of the Croc. We've got a Patrick, a shell, like his rock he lives under.
Are they going to do other?
They've got a SpongeBob one.
You know, I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob.
That's fucking weird.
So I was about to say if my mum is watching this, I imagine she's probably not, but Liz, if you're there, my mum wouldn't let me watch cartoons.
Really?
No. Which I think has paid off.
Yeah, because you're a fucking genius.
Yeah, it wasn't like not allowed. It was just like she found The Simpsons and SpongeBob really annoying, as did my dad, to be fair. So, no, I was a horrid Henry kind of guy.
Oh, God. That's like, what do you call it? Like, it's like you didn't get Freeview TV or whatever you call it.
I did get Freeview.
Or is that?
Wasn't allowed. Well, I was allowed. Allowed is a bit strong, but.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob.
Great. Well, after that riveting story, we also have the Toy Story Crocs that are, I guess, like alongside.
Oh, it says Andy on it. Yeah, like on the bottom of his foot.
Yeah, like on the bottom of the crepes in the actual films.
On the crepes. Just call it a boot, for heaven's sake.
Well, they come on his shoe. Okay, all right, whatever. But anyway, so we got a Buzz Lightyear Croc, which these are releasing on the 20th of February. Crocs are doing the madness, bro. They're collaborating with absolutely everyone.
I like it though. But when we first met, I was a Croc wearer.
Yeah.
And you took the almighty piss.
Yes.
And
I did.
You were all like, oh, it slides. And then what was the first one?
McQueen's.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lightning McQueen's. The Lightning McQueen's
it was
Croc
the McQueen's.
Released.
And then suddenly it was all Croc hype. Not just you, but like the world.
Yeah, I think the Croc hype is led by the collaborations, especially in that kind of streetwear space. I mean, it's all like a gimmick, right? No one like styles them and but cool,
no,
but no one really
no,
cares,
no,
which is
no.
good. Like it's just like a.
But they're comfy.
Yeah, they're
like,
great,
that's
man.
I
that's
have
it.
Them. I was about to. I have them as driving shoes. I don't know if that's.
Yeah,
you
got to stop outing yourself here.
But like,
the DVLA are going to come knocking. I mean,
no.
The Buzz Lightyear Croc's pretty dope. It's got a bunch of gibbets. It's got the 2 Infinity and Beyond on his iconic saying.
Fine. I mean, I think like surely the resale value of all these is going to fall because they're doing so many.
Yes,
like,
yeah,
it's getting
yeah,
a bit,
yeah. They will. They will.
They're
the hype will fall
but
off.
Like it's a bit.
Yeah, they're just kind of cashing on this new market, which are people like myself, like that kind of like the people
yeah,
like the
are,
hype,
good,
I guess,
though.
And like the collectible
I like
element.
The, Pokemon ones.
Yeah, yeah, they've had literally in the past like 18 months, they've had Pokemon, the McQueen Crocs restocked. They had Mater Crocs. They had Shrek.
I didn't like
McDonald's.
Them.
Multiple McDonald's Crocs now, but Toy Story, SpongeBob, fucking so much shit's going down with Crocs, man.
Yeah, they're kind of oversaturating.
They are oversaturating it, but they
mine are just pink.
They're making the most of the hype. Other news, there's also the, I've got it on my phone, but the Jordan 4 Military Blues now have a release date, I believe, the re-release of them. They're coming on the 27th of April. Yeah, they're pretty nice. You've seen Military Blues. They released, I think the last release was in 2012.
Yeah, we've got some on the website.
Yeah, please buy them. Please buy them, because yeah. I think we've been sat on them for a while. But yeah, they're
dropping tonight.
Are they?
Well, not tonight when you're listening to this, oh. But tonight when we're recording this.
Okay. We had quite a few pairs, so I thought they were still sitting. I don't really look what's on the website, unlike you, but...
No, they sell well. They're nice.
Yeah, they are sick, man. And then, the Jordan 4s.
What are the ones I really like? The Pine Green SBs.
Oh, yeah. They're
by far the nicest one, like, by a country mile.
Do you remember what month they released in last year?
No, do I? Fuck, I have a life.
Oh, wow. What the fuck? I'm fucking mean. Jesus.
Why did I remember that?
Because you were talking about them last year.
Was I?
Yes.
Well, yeah, just because I like them.
Jesus, that was fucking horrible. Wow. Anyway, swiftly moving on, I'm going to be rating my followers' outfits with my girlfriend.
This is always fun.
Yeah, this is great, man. We've done this. We haven't done this for a while.
No, this is fun.
So we've got probably about 12, 13, 14 outfits to go through here. Let's proceed.
Okay, out of 10?
Yeah, we're rating them out of 10, and we're kind of just go with the flow.
Okay.
So we've got this fella here is called Cooper May. He's an influencer. You know, he's from the... He's the son of Daddy May Cooks.
Oh, right.
Like, they're massive. So he's sick, man. He's a really nice guy. So, but let's talk you through the fit. So we've got a Burberry hat. We'll go from the top. Burberry woolly hat. I don't know what jacket is, or like kind of zip up. Can you see what brand it is?
No, just a black zip up. I think.
And then the I believe it's Always Do What You Can joggers. They're like a super trending UK streetwear brand at the moment. I think they're UK. And yeah, their joggers are like renowned for being like amazing. And then Crepes, I think, are Bapesters. Aiden, can you zoom in? I actually can't see. I don't know if you can zoom in or not. I don't know. Oh, sweet, we can.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Can see it.
Yeah, I think they're Bapesters, because just by looking at the little Bape head on the lace. Okay. But yeah.
Shall I rate it first or you?
Yeah, well, talk us through it. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not really the biggest fan.
No.
I'm sure he's a lovely person.
there you go. This is it. This is the real Megan bullying teenagers.
He doesn't look that young.
I think he's probably about 16.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Don't take it too personally if you're listening, but five.
Fucking hell. Well, I mean, these are my followers.
It's quite clearly like a comfy fit, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing that special about trackies, a hoodie, and a hat.
No, but the trackies are nice. And to be fair, I think Cooper, if you're watching, my friend, you've got the same problem as me. Beanies look fucking weird on me, don't they? They never really work that well.
I like that Supreme one you wear.
Yeah, I don't know. I really
not
want it to work.
Not that one that I've mentioned at the start.
Yeah, some beanies just don't work, man. And my head shape's weird. I think we've probably got the same kind of head shape.
I'm not like almighty offended by the look of him in a hat. It's just very big branding on the hat.
Yes. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah, so also not great.
6.5. Well, that's above average.
The shoes are nice.
Yeah, the shoes are nice.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, okay. Next up, which one should we rate first? Gefella on the right?
I mean, just probably the pair of them.
Well, let's go on. They are kind of wearing the same stuff.
The one on the left is much better. So the one on the left has like the blue jean. Well, is it flowers?
Yeah, they're called Denim Tears. They created in 2019, I believe. A kind of I don't know if they class themselves as luxury, but they're quite an expensive.
What shoes
premium.
He got on?
Which Oreo. One? Yeah, fella on the left has got Jordan 4 Oreos and a Denim Tears jeans.
A nice outfit.
And I believe hoodie as well. I don't know what hoodie it is, but maybe it's Denim Tears. I'm not sure. But they've got a pair of... They're balling, man. They've got a pair of Fragments in the boot. A pair of resellers, maybe. The Jordan 1 Fragments. You know them. We've seen sold pairs of them before.
We?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
The blue and white. You can see them. Let's stay on this fellow on the left. What were you saying about him?
I'd probably give that like an 8.
An 8? You fan of that kind of...
I prefer the... I'd give the other one a 7.
Okay, well, let's talk about... Okay, so let's go 8 out of 10 on the fella on the
what
left.
What would you give them?
They're probably a 7 or an 8 on the... I'll go 7.5 on the left, and then the fella on the right. So he has Louis Vuitton Air Forces on, which are... Let me just... I don't know how much they're going to cost. These ones are probably a fucking fortune. And then he's got a pair of jeans, which I'm not sure what brand they are, and then Denim Tears hoodie. I don't know if I like the Denim Tears hoodie. I don't know if I like that.
I'm not the biggest fan of it. It looks kind of like poppies.
don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Probably, it's just opinions, isn't it? Not a huge fan of it, but it's not terrible.
So what are you Googling?
I'm trying to find out how much his Air Forces cost, right?
Because they said he had Jordan 1 fragments on.
No. That's in the boot. Look at the boot.
Oh,
the boot on the left. So these, right? Here's Krebs here. Louis Vuitton Nike Air Force 1 low. Black metallic silver. Last sale on StockX, £6,948.
Okay, that is a prime example of just because something expensive doesn't mean it's
ugly
nice
as hell, man.
Because that is not a nice shoe.
We'll put a picture on screen. And for those of you who are listening, bro, they're
he's deducted half a point for that.
Yeah, they're clapped, man. They are clapped. I mean, I still would like a pair, but they are fucking ugly.
No, just because they're Louis Vuitton. Yeah, I don't know. No, the one on the left is much better.
Bro, they sold last year for £9,000. That's mental. 9K. And he's rocking that. Bro, he looks about 15.
Yeah. I wonder what he
does. Well, he's not 15. He's got a car, but he's obviously 18. I don't know, but whatever. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, geez. Is that taken in like a CCTV camera?
No, he's in the lift.
Oh, right.
The fella's in the lift, the poor man.
Paisley's not for me, I tell you what.
No, I can't. You've got to be a certain kind of level to wear Paisley. I can't wear Paisley.
No, you can't wear Paisley, okay, but fuck you. Neither can that fella.
Oh, poor man.
Well, I mean, wear whatever you want, but yeah.
I can't see the shoes, but they look like reverse Mockers. I can't tell.
They do.
They are reverse Mockers, aren't they?
They do.
And then, are they cargos?
I assume so.
Cargos or joggers, black cargos maybe, a little
it's
bit.
It's not like offensive. It's if the Paisley coat was gone. But also, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go. It is a lot going on.
I'm going five. Sorry.
Five. Sorry, my friend.
You can pull off a hat better than Jack can. So.
Okay, thank you. He was really nice in the DM, so big up to that guy.
Oh, sorry. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Is that a girl?
What do you mean? How are you going to... I don't know. What are you gendering them for?
I just want to... It's not that deep, is it?
We don't know.
Okay.
It is... We got the red Mischief boots.
That was a choice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was mad. The Real Tree camo cargos and then a black Yeezy Gap hoodie by the looks of it. I'm going to see if he sent me any brands, like exact brands. But
I like the outfit, obviously, other than the boot.
It's a... Oh, he also told me his belt. It's a black shoelace. For a belt. Yeezy hoodie, black shoelace for a belt, camo cargos, big red boots.
Yeah, I like the outfit. The boots look fucking terrible.
The boots are
also bad. I've worn them and those things are not easy to walk in.
We have a pair here. For some reason, like, the pair's just left at the fella studios.
Around. Are they the black ones?
Yeah, the black ones.
See, the black ones would have looked better.
Nah,
with that,
they ain't gonna be there, Aiden. They're fucking... I think probably put them somewhere. I don't know if they're in like behind there or something, but they're fucking massive.
The black ones would look better.
Yeah, the
also,
black ones
just,
would look
to be
better.
Honest, they just look stupid. But yeah, if you take those off,
it's a sick. I really like the
I would have given an
well.
8, but with the boots, like 4.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the Yeezy Gap hoodies.
Yeah.
I do like them.
One of the best hoodies ever made. I'm going 5 out of 10 because the boots kill
That's it. Another thing Jack wears that makes him too hot.
Yeah.
But they are really nice. I like a camo.
Yeah. Okay. You go 4, I'll go 5.
Okay.
Cool.
I need to zoom in on him.
Yeah, we got to get a bit of a zoom. So we have a Broken Planet tee by the looks of it. Mm. Knock the Glides, a very popular shoe last year and still today. And then I'm not sure what joggers they are, but... he did tell me in DMs, but I forgot. What do you reckon?
Very like youth of today, isn't it? Like,
very, very youth TikTok. Yeah, very like, kind of 16, 17 TikTok friendly.
Unpopular opinion, but the Broken Planet quality is not that great.
Really?
No.
Ooh.
That hoodie I stole from you for ages.
Well, I'm not good. I like Broken Planet. One, because I want the owners of the brand to come on. But I think they're sick, man. I think they're really cool. But hey, we're not going to agree. We're not going to agree on everything.
Yeah, I like their stuff though, but...
Yeah, those guys have smashed it. You know, they've only been going for like 2 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is literally insane.
Yeah, they're doing
that's fucking unbelievable. I think that's like ridiculous. Yeah, a Broken Planet tee, joggers and white Knock the Glides. It's a comfortable fit.
It just like kind screams of a spring flip. Like if you were to put like maybe end of 2023.
Yeah.
As like, yeah, that was last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. As like what fashion was then.
Yeah.
That's what that looks
in
like.
In industry, but
like
for sure.
Young
For kind of like 15, 16, 17
Yeah, so I mean,
olds.
It's not my style, but I get that it was all in trend.
I think it's fine.
It's not. It's 7.5.
Okay,
it's not offensive.
I can back 7.5.
Like it's, yeah.
I can back 7.5. Swiftly moving on, what we got? Okay, a little bit zoomed in. So we're saying...
The trousers are cool.
Yeah, trousers are sick, man.
This is one of my favorites.
Yeah, a little bit more stylish. But, no brands.
Yeah,
No brands, nice fit.
But they're saying, cool, aren't colours. They, that no brands is going to be the thing of this year. Like branding is out.
Yeah, they're kind of like big, heavy logos. Like, they've been gone for ages, to be fair.
Yeah, but now it's like really out.
Yeah.
Like people are really wanting like plain stuff. I think that looks cool.
Yeah, that's dope. So this fella, I think it's his own brand as well.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure it's his own brand. So yeah, just kind of straight leg joggers. I don't know, are they Air Forces on feet? They look like Air Forces.
Something like that.
And then, yeah, nice little... Nice.
The only thing I don't like is I have a bit of a thing about, you know, things with seams down the middle.
Oh, what, on the joggers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you used to have a pair like that. As did I.
Not I like them. I
think that's the best outfit.
I love the hat as well, the tint of blue's fire. I'm giving this an 8.5. No, fuck it, I'm giving it a 9.
I'd give it an 8.5.
I'll give it 9, you go 8.5, fair enough. Yeah.
That's the
well
best
played
one.
That man. So next up.
Oh, does that say bad friend?
Yeah, bad friend jeans.
Across the crotch.
Right. Cortez t-shirt. I've got that tee actually. Yeah, like the bomb one. And then the bad friend jeans, the denim, and then Air Forces on feet.
Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about crotch branding.
Yeah, not a crotch.
No, that shows my
fan.
Age though. Not a crotch fan. What does that even mean? What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, I don't like... I think that I'm not old.
Well,
not old.
Quite old. Quite old.
Anyway, I'm not old, but I don't think that's something that would be like socially acceptable.
It's a younger streetwear fit.
Yeah, also like...
Brand heavy.
Yeah, it's giving like fuckboy energy with the bad friend. No.
Yeah, it's like kind of very like kind of year 11.
Yeah, like a 3.
Fucking it, really?
I really don't like crotch branding.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. He's probably watching this pod. He's probably like tuned into the pod. He'd be like, wow, I wonder what they're going to rate my fit. And just
well, don't take my word for it. I'm
3
old.
Out of 10. I'll go 5. Average 5. This is cool, man. So he's got the Nocta Nike puffer jacket, which is...
Have you had that?
No, I don't think so.
One of the only coats you don't have.
Yeah, no, I don't have to. The yellow one is so expensive now, man. Mm. So it used to be back in the day. There's also so many fakes of them now as well. Back in the day, it never used to be that much. Not back in the day. Probably like £600 now. Jesus. 400, 500, 600 something, depending on the condition, maybe.
Can't even afford a North Face.
Yeah, but it's a sick jacket. And then I don't know what the joggers are. And the neon Jordan 4s that kind of match with the joggers a little bit. And then a new era hat, but a beanie.
There's a lot
by the
look going on color-wise.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, man. It's very kind of American.
Yeah.
US style.
Yeah. It's fine. Like 6.5.
6. For the puffer jacket alone, I hope it's legit because it's fucking sick. Like 7.5.
That'd be funny if it was fake.
7.5. I think it's a really sick jacket, man. Just for the jacket alone, it's fire.
It's not offensive, you know? Oh, my God.
Make it. Jeez.
Sorry.
He's a child.
Yeah. It's just more the pose, like hood first, like Megamind.
Megamind.
Well, the pose.
Probably,
if you're
14.
If you're watching, you know what I'm saying. Like,
if you're not
first.
Watching, my girlfriend is currently bullying my audience.
That's what I'm here for.
God, these guys.
They don't care about my opinion.
Oh, they probably do.
Sorry if that.
Berghaus
deep.
Berghaus puffer jacket, navy denim. And then some Air Maxes on feet. Are they 97s?
To be honest, like, the outfit is fine. That brand, though, is one of those that, like, my granddad wears.
Yeah, but
like,
it's...
And it's they're now,
it's,
you know...
It's kind
like,
of timeless. Yeah, Berghaus is a classic.
Yeah, but, like, it's one of those
my
that
dad wears it. My dad does
trying
wear.
To, like, bring... Not bring
it's like Gorp,
back.
Isn't it? It's like
but
Gorp.
Yeah, but it's like, just let it be.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
But that's not his fault, personally.
Yeah, it's like the first kind of like stage of Gawpcore. It was like kind of people just like going like full Gawpcore, right? So they would wear like the baggy kind of parashoot pants, and now they would wear like and they wear the Arc'teryx, wear like the stuff on their belt, bottle on their belt. But now it's kind of like Gawpcore 2.0 or whatever, the evolution of Gawpcore
in
2024.
Just like any outerwear jacket.
Yeah, it's like kind of like hint like adding a Gawpcore, singular Gawpcore piece to your fit as opposed to like all of it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's not really my thing.
Yeah, I mean, so this isn't like Gawpcore. This is just like a
I
kind
do
of a
like
brand.
His
it's an outerwear
jeans,
brand.
Though.
Yeah, jeans are cool. I'm not sure what brand they are, but they're cool. Decent. They sit quite nicely on the trainers.
oh, that was nonsense.
Thank you.
Anyway,
rate it.
7. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll match that.
I don't see the coat as like cool, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's probably a nice coat.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a bit much. Also, like fashion, the proper like fashion people like hate red. Some guys hate red, you know.
They're always the ones you end up with because
Because it was the last colorway to sell out, like from like the palace, like the puffer. Palace one, yeah, it was fucking annoying.
Yeah,
like but red's hard to style. Anyway, next up.
Ooh.
Oh, you're not gonna like this one. You're gonna hate this one. We got some Cortez, the
it's
iconic
not
Cortez
the most
Alcatraz hoodie.
Natural of poses.
No, bro's getting that jawline in. I respect it.
You do that.
No, I don't.
The clench of the...
No, I don't.
I beg to differ. Aiden, I'm going to send you some examples
No, I don't.
That.
No,
yes,
I don't.
Do.
That's cap. And then we've got some Jordan 4 Black Cats on feet as well.
Yeah. Need I really say anything?
Well, yes, please. Oh. Please, we need the content.
Okay, fine. Well, the Cortez hoodie is fine because it's... I like that it's like a blacked out one.
Yeah,
better
that's cool.
Than the
more shadow
obnoxious
logo.
Ones.
Yeah.
The jeans are a bit tight. But the problem is that like they'll in probably like 5 years everybody will be back in skinny stuff,
yeah,
like we're just in like a everybody needs to be in the baggiest of baggy
stuff
at the minute. So if he likes skinny jeans,
yeah, well, you know what's
actually, let him wear skinny jeans.
What's happened is so these are like kind of slim, right?
They're
like a slim straight jean, right? These aren't, I don't think these are that bad. What's happened is because skinny jeans are so hated now,
so hated.
They've made like the slim jeans just like kind of that American style, like that drip American style, hated as well, which isn't the case. I think those kind of jeans are fine.
One thing I would say though is that, and I've never liked it, it's like a straighter, skinnier trouser with a Jordan 4.
Yeah,
they're
quite
so
bulky.
Chunky.
Yeah,
like they're wham.
And the proportions.
Yeah, that. But you know, I mean, at least he's sticking with what he likes.
Yeah, fair play, man.
I'd give
fair
him
play.
Like a six.
Yeah, I'll give six and a half. I like
the pose.
Cool.
Can't go on a dating profile,
bro. I'm telling you, man.
Just stop doing that.
Scrap
Jack
the pose. I've
it.
Been there. No, I don't
there
do it now.
Go.
I don't do it now. All right, I don't do it now. I'm nearly 25. I don't do that now. However, I have been there, bro. I'm telling you, get rid of it, man. Don't worry. Yeah. Just more natural works on those dating apps. Moving on.
Tech fleece tycoon.
We got a tech fleece. What do you call him?
A tech fleece tycoon.
Tycoon?
Tech fleece warrior.
Tech fleece warrior. Yeah. It's a great, it's a khaki tech fleece.
Is it?
Black. I think so.
It's grey.
Is it? Oh, it was green. Okay. Well, tech fleece something, black Air Forces, bad man energy.
Yeah. I mean.
Not a fan.
Yeah, it's just Central C wannabe, you know.
Central C wannabe. The poor boy's just influenced. I don't. The tech fleeces are so overhated. I don't personally step out.
I just don't
tech
like it when
myself.
People don't pull them up. You do it as well. Like, what's with wearing the bottoms
really,
so low?
I don't wear them. I don't like sag them like down to my knees.
You do.
But like in a video, like if when I first did a tech fleece video, everyone was like, "Bro, what are you doing? Sag the trousers." I was wearing them like I was a mat of Tory,
like
Simon Cowell. Yeah, because like, it was just comfortable.
Yeah, but my mum's like built that into me. Like, why are your like boxes on display? I don't want to see that.
Well,
pull
I hope
them
not,
up. Like,
child,
you should make a like longer version, like so that you can sag the trousers.
Man, tech fleeces are really overhated. They're
I
simple.
Don't hate them. It's just a tracksuit.
Yeah, I know.
How much effort is that in?
It is.
A
it is just a tracksuit.
It's just a tracksuit. It's not. I don't hate it. It's like a.
So that's got to be a five, right?
Six. It's fine.
I'll go
it's
five.
Not. It's a
I'll
much less offensive colorway than. Some of them.
Yeah.
It's not
sure.
Like one of those khaki, like camo-y.
Yeah, the camo
khaki,
ones are fucking
camo,
weird. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like, yeah, that's worse.
Okay.
That's worse.
Five.
I'll give him six.
Okay, I'll go five, you go six.
Yeah.
Done. Job done.
Fine.
Next up.
I think that's it.
Cool. So that is the segment. That's that segment done. Do you enjoy that segment? That was quite good. Maybe
good
we should
segment.
Incorporate that more. Yeah. That was quite cool. So next up, what you've been waiting for. My
time
girlfriend,
for my present.
Yeah, my girlfriend guesses the prices I paid for these sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So, do I have margins like to the nearest?
No,
10?
No. So if you guess correctly, you
what,
get
like 562, or
yeah,
can
bro,
I just have it to the nearest 10?
Okay. Fine. If you guess the price to the nearest 10, you can. I will buy a pair of New Balance 530s.
But you're already buying me those.
No, I'm not.
He is.
That is not agreed.
It is.
No. Well, what do you want then?
Huh?
I'll get you them because there's nothing else.
Pony.
Fuck off. We'll get you a pair of New Balance 530s if you guess the nearest £10.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Right, let's go.
So, first up, we'll start with a...
Give me an easy one first. Let me warm up.
An easy one. Okay, well, the pair I'm wearing now you're going to review, right? You're going to do?
Okay,
you're
fine.
Okay, let me just...
Oh, geez.
Take
Have
my
you washed
off.
Your socks?
Yes. Right. So, these... We got the overhead camera in, yeah? Sweet. So, these are a pair of New Balance 2002 Odds. Really sick colorway. Really clean, very like on trend at the moment, very comfortable. Lots of nice detail, reasonably priced. Now, I did get these for free. They were gifted to me. So what we can do is just like, we just go off the retail,
like retail.
Right? Yeah, so what we do, we go off the retail of the place you sent them to me. So I'll grab that, but go on, have a guess.
110.
Okay, I'm actually gonna, okay. I don't know what it is yet.
Really good preparation from the podcast host. Too.
But I think you might be close. You know, if you get it on the first one, what's the point?
Well, I get a pair of shoes for everyone I get right.
Okay, I didn't think that's true. Here we go. You're close, but it's not quite there.
Come on then.
130.
Okay.
So you're 20 quid off, or you're okay. 10. Yeah, all you need is an extra. You needed 120. You would have got it. That's good. Do you like them? I think
they're 130.
Yeah, but you wanted to the nearest 10, right? Is that not how it works?
The nearest 10 to 130 is 130.
Okay, you give me that sympathy laugh like, oh, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's really stupid.
Okay, so if you got it to 12 okay, so if you got it to 125, you would have got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now. You dick. Anyway.
Some of us have A levels.
Fuck off.
Degrees.
I've got a degree. A very good degree, thank you very much.
I have more.
This is okay. Turning into one of those relationship podcasts
now. No. We're all good. They look a bit like a PE shoe. These.
No. They're a bit of a dad shoe, but they're sick.
No,
they're
but
really
I
nice.
Like a dad shoe because the ones that I want that I'm trying to win in this game are like a...
Yeah.
I don't
know
if you call them a dad shoe, but they're still that...
That bulkier
chunkier,
vibe.
Like, yeah.
These are sick. So, I mean,
prefer the...
£130, really good quality. They're fine, man. They're a really good pair of creps.
They are nice. I like the back.
Right.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Moving on, but if you want a if you want to get like your first pair of cool shoes, I really advise starting with New Balance or something like that because they're so comfortable and they're cheaper.
Well, that's why I want to trade these out for.
Okay, this is where it gets a bit sticky. The KFC Crocs, ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking naughty.
I don't think you're going to be able. You're not going to get near the price I paid for these.
Right.
You're just not going to know.
Okay.
These are hideous. They're disgusting. I've had them twice. I bought one pair for content, and then I bought another pair for more content that I just didn't show in the end. It never got posted.
Oh, so they actually do smell like chicken.
Yeah, they do. I'm telling you, they genuinely. I don't,
thought you were lying.
No, they do smell like chicken. The little KFC gibbet.
They smell like a pot noodle.
It stinks, doesn't it?
Just like a pot. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
You paid money for these.
Yes, I paid money. Right.
Okay, I reckon. Can I have a clue? Did you get them on StockX?
Yes, I think
like
so.
They weren't retail.
Oh no, I paid resale for these. Yeah,
okay,
I paid resale
fine.
For these. I'm not sure what platform I got them on though.
£190.
Ooh, close.
What were they?
170.
Oh, yeah. I'm always 20
out. I think it was like
172
or something. Yeah. Oh. £172, man.
Yeah, that's an absolute
£172.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But yeah, I can't even argue with that, to be fair.
Come on, they smell.
They've just got literally like fried chicken all over the upper, the red and white KFC branding on the midsole, and then a fucking...
Don't even describe it like it's a real shoe.
What is it? Yeah, that's true.
There
it's,
you go.
Yeah, let's put them away. That was close. You get in there.
But
you
what
get in
is
there.
The point of making them smell like chicken?
Well, I guess because it's just a part of the collaboration. It's again like another kind of like Crocs.
Yeah, okay.
Like
okay.
Crazy.
Right, how many have I got left?
You got two more chances.
Oh, two I'm going to get them anyway.
Two more? You're not. You're definitely
I am
not.
Because I'll cry.
Okay, well, you know, it's a tough love relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right, here we go. Have a look at these.
Ah.
The recently released Powerpuff Girl Dunks. Do you know which Powerpuff Girl this was? The pink one? What's her name? I don't know the name of it.
I was going to say the pink one.
I'm going to grab it. I bought them from
because you have the green as well, right?
X. Yeah, so I got the green pair. I'm just lacking the blue pair, which I believe is the Blossom colorway. What do you reckon of these?
Well, I've seen them in next to the green.
Yeah.
I much prefer the pink. They're a lot, but I prefer them. I like them more than you do.
Really?
Yeah. We're also dropping some on Kicksforce.
Yes, we're dropping some on Kicksforce. Yeah.
I quite like them. Like, they're definitely out there, aren't they? Like, you can't be wearing them with much.
No, and you definitely can't be wearing them in March. But the SB Dunks have done really well last year. I think it was their 40th, I don't know what anniversary it was, but they smashed it, man. They did so many really cool pieces, so many good details, so many good hidden details. Yeah, really nice collectible pieces. I'm probably not going to, I don't know if I'm going to ever wear these, maybe like once or twice, but they're definitely...
You should, they're nice.
Oh, I don't know if I could, I'll get bullied. You'll bully me. You say they're nice, but you would bully me if I wore them.
No, I
would. You would. You would. Maybe. They're bright pink.
260.
Right. 260. Oh,
please.
£233.98.
Oh,
nowhere
near.
No.
Damn it.
Close.
I was going to go 220. Well, relatively close. Still, no.
Yeah, crazy pair, which. Moving on.
I'm not last used to one. Being wrong.
The what? Shut up. The last one. Careful with these.
So ooh, that's a bit of a hint.
Sold a pair. Yeah, but yeah, okay. We sold a pair recently. A different pair. But I've had these for a while. The SB Dunk Grateful Dead's yellow colorway. They have three colorways: orange, green, yellow, I think. I'm not sure if there's any more. And yeah, what do you reckon? Before you give a price, what do you reckon of these? I'll give you a clue on these.
I mean, like, they're not for wearing, are they? Come on. Nobody's wearing these.
No.
If you've got them, like, as a collectible, I think they're really cool. If you actually showed up to go for dinner in them.
If someone, if you went on the first date.
Fucking hell.
If I pulled up first date and I was wearing them, what would you do?
Just maybe thought you battered for the other team. To be honest.
Oh god!
Do you know what? Do you remember what shoes you did wear on our first date?
I think felt like it just, was Yeezys. It was always been a 350.
It was, and we went on like a nighttime walk. So yeah, I remember you didn't want to get muddy.
Yeah, well, no, I would have just worn a 350 because they're comfortable. Mm. I just rocked them around my village.
Well, also, you were putting out. You can't be wearing this video, so you had to wear something nice.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but what's my hint then?
They're a lot.
Oh, great! Yeah, thanks. That's really helpful.
They're a lot of money, and I overpaid for them. I'm going to check some data now for you.
How
right?
much is a lot?
I don't know. I don't know what I can give without giving them away. So for context, I'll give you the last sale on StockX.
No, don't do that. That's going to throw me off.
Okay, fine.
3, 4, 5. Surely not. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have been way off. 520.
No.
580.
No.
Oh, go on.
So this exact pair, which is not the pair we sold, this exact pair was £680.
You paid £680 for these shoes?
Yep.
Jeez. Whenever I'm in a joint bank account.
Yep. So these were £680. I've had a couple of pairs of these now. One of them nice. We sold.
That's all... more than my rent.
Yeah, it's insane, isn't it? Yes, it's crazy. I want to get rid of them. Please, someone buy them.
Please.
I haven't
somebody.
Worn them. They're a little bit too small for me. They're an 8. We sold a 7. I bought a 7 last year, sold a 10, a couple of like at the start, at the end of 2023. And yeah, I mean, they're crazy.
That's
man.
Crazy though, right? Have yeah. they held their value? Or?
Yeah, pretty well. Pretty well. I mean,
I imagine there's also a green pair.
Yeah, there's a green pair. Yeah, I mean, the last sale on StockX 578. And then plus the fees and stuff, yeah. Probably, I don't know.
That's silly money, though.
Not no? far off. Not far off. Probably what I paid, to be honest. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So you didn't get it. You didn't get it.
And are you going to buy me the shoes anyway?
No. Yep. You didn't win the challenge.
He's lying.
You didn't win the challenge. You didn't get the challenge.
It'll be funny because anyone that watches this podcast and then you'll see like his story in a couple of weeks and it'll be some kind of had to get the. You don't call me the missus, but get the
yeah,
girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll never
no,
say
no,
that.
I had to get the
I
female
never
some
that.
New kicks and it'll be me. That, my you know, New Balances.
That's one thing I've never done, calling them missus.
No, you don't call them missus.
All my mates call their girlfriends their missus. Everyone calls their girlfriends their missus. I just don't.
Yeah, but arguably, is that better than female?
No, female's better. Female's
it is a bit
better.
Friday night dinner, which I enjoy.
Yeah, female's a classic.
Yeah, bird is worse.
Yeah, I don't say that either. I don't say that either. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold that L.
I'll tough. Get the shoes.
You won't get the crepes. Okay. You lost. Right. All good. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. I'll see you after the podcast in about 5 minutes when we get an Uber home.
We go for dinner.
Yes, we'll be going for dinner. I will no doubt have to be paying.
Yeah, definitely.
For your services on the pod.
And ordering my shoes while I'm there.
That's not happening. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and all the support on the podcast recently. It's been sick. Every Monday, 6 p.m. If you're listening on Spotify, go and hit the little like button. Show some love. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, get involved. 6 p.m. every week. All streaming platforms. Yeah. This has been me and my girlfriend, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.